Good morning. We're going to talk about Obama today. This is Dr. Herbert O'Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. We're going to talk about Obama today. We were just speaking about Obama. Ellen, Sylvia, Ingeborg were telling me how they would like to have the figure that I have and the, the charisma that I have and the magic that I have. And I tell them, well, Obama and I follow the same program. And they say, well, tell us what it is. And I said, all right. Obama is living
in the now.
In the now. And Obama does everything he does right now. And so Obama, first of all, he likes himself. He thinks he's a pretty good guy. And we all should do that. It's a good thing to do, to think we're pretty good guys. And Obama thinks his wife is a pretty good lady. And the two of them work out together every morning. Not because they have to, but because it makes their body feel good. It makes them feel good. It gets everything percolating. Their whole body, their mind, their brain is all in high gear. Not in running away, but in high gear, ready to move at their finest and best, to be their personal best. Okay, so when Obama has any situation come up, he doesn't worry about them, but when he has a situation come up and one of his ministers or one of his advisors or one of the, somewhere, something comes to his attention, immediately he gives it total attention and listens within himself for whatever the answer is, because that's where the answer has to come from. And he takes the information that he's got on the outer, and he takes the information he's got on the inner, and he shakes the two together in making a diet shake, you know, and he shakes the two together so that he comes up with a beautiful blend of the perfect idea of how he wants to do whatever he wants to do. And then he goes on to the next thing. And he doesn't lay back and worry about whether he's given the right attitude, the right answer, whether he's fulfilling what he's supposed to do. He's listening to himself. He was elected president because he was the kind of man that we wanted to have president. And we believe in his judgment, his wisdom. Now, he doesn't know everything. He doesn't have the wisdom beyond all wisdom, but he got good wisdom. He's got good judgment. And his judgment is based upon what would make him happy. What would make him happy if he were living under those circumstances? And when he finds out what would make him happy if he were living under those circumstances, then that's the thing that he puts in motion for the American public. And I think it's very, very good. Now, I like the idea that Obama lives in a several million dollar house. You know, that's a nice idea. I like the idea that Obama is a very successful, wealthy man. Yes, he's not super wealthy like Bill Gates or Warren Buffett, but he's a wealthy man. And he has a good cash flow. And I like the idea that Obama has a happy charisma about himself. I like the idea that Obama has a healthy body. I like the idea that he has a very happy family. Maybe there's hang-ups here and there, as there is in every family, as they're coming to understand each other. But basically, they're good. Now, why is it that Obama has all these things going for him? Well, the reason that he has all these things going for him is because every single moment of every single day, he says these simple words. And he says them from his heart, from his soul, and from his being. And he says, I like me. Really. He likes himself. And because he likes himself, he can accomplish miracles. And he's no different from any other human being. He's even black. And I mean, that could have been a very difficult situation. That could have been something against him. But he didn't take it against him. He is the man. He is the man behind the black face. He is the man behind the president's suit, you know. He is the man behind the lawyer's education. He is the man behind the family that he grew up with. He grew up with a family that was certainly a disoriented family, but he came out pretty good. And I'm sure he's got hang-ups that he has to think about now and then when it comes to his attention. But always he says, I like me. I like me. And that's all that matters. When you like yourself, that's all that matters. You don't have to go around proving yourself to anybody. When you like yourself, you don't have to say, you know, to anybody. You just say, I like me. And I like you too, you know. And then you see in other people the things you like about yourself. If you think you got a pretty hairdo, you look at other people and you think, oh, isn't her hair nice? Isn't her hair nice? Oh my God, everyone's got such nice hairdos, you know. And you really do that. And when you look at your teeth, you just had your teeth fixed, you know, and then you come home and you shine them out at everybody and you blind them, you know, by the brightness of your teeth. But the thing is, then you look at Ellen, open your mouth, let me see your teeth. Oh, that's nice too. And still, oh my, they're so white. And yours, ooh, quality, Ingeborg, what a beautiful teeth, you see. Now, isn't that wonderful? My dentist, my dental hygienist, who cleaned my teeth for me, she said, well, now, you know, you really should, she didn't say that. She didn't say that. This is what she said. She said, now, a lot of people like using this material to rinse their mouth and brush their teeth. And it works very good. And then I completely forgot the name of the word, the name of the stuff. But it's just ordinary household stuff. And I'll tell you another time when I remember it.
Oh,
hydrogen peroxide. Yeah, thank you, Miss Sylvia. Mm-hmm. And Miss Sylvia is my bank of memory here. Okay, hydrogen peroxide. You take a teaspoonful of hydrogen peroxide and swish it around in your mouth, and it makes a perfect mouthwash. You take a teaspoonful of hydrogen peroxide with baking soda, and you mix it good, and then you put that on your teeth, and you put it back and forth on your teeth, leave it there for 10 or 15 minutes. I don't know how you can do that. But leave it there for that length then. And within a couple of days, your teeth will be white as sparkly can be. And I thought, gee, that's pretty nice. She says, well, that's the cheap way of doing it. She says, but it's better. And she said, it's good for you too. Don't swallow it, just spit it out, you know, and rinse it out good. But it won't hurt you. It won't hurt you to swallow a little bit, but the thing is, it's just for your teeth, just for your mouth. And she said, it'll also clean out all the bacteria in your mouth, which are not beneficial for good breath. So it'd give you a good breath. Now, I thought, now, wasn't that nice of her? And, you see, then I went down to the drugstore, and I wanted to buy some of the stuff, and I said to the woman, oh, my God, I forgot the name of it. And she said, well, what's it supposed to do? Well, my dentist said it would help to clean my mouth and to brighten my teeth. Oh, hydrogen peroxide, she says. And so then I reached down to get the middle-sized hydrogen peroxide bottle rather than the big one. And the big one, the little one, was $1.90, and which isn't bad, you know. And she said, oh, buy the big one. I don't need the big one. She said, it doesn't matter. It doesn't get old. She says, buy the big one. It's only $1. $1 for the big bottle and $1.90 for the little bottle. And I thought, she's on sale. And I said, well, thank you very much. And as we were going through the vitamins and other things in the store there, she's saying, now, buy this because it's on sale. Buy this. You get 2 for 1. You get 3 for 1.
Oh, you know, my God.
And I thought to her, I love you. And she smiled. And she said, it's nice to do things for people, you know. And I said, well, you certainly are a lovely lady. And so, but you see, this is what Obama has. Obama isn't going in to pull people apart. He's not going in to destroy. He's going in to build. And everything he's doing in his life is to build. He likes himself. Now, when you start liking yourself like Obama likes himself, and I mean that really, it takes a very special kind of liking to like yourself like Obama does. I mean, he liked himself right into the presidency. from nowhere, you know? From just being a state senator in Illinois, you know, or congressman or whatever he was. But the thing is, to be the president. But I'm so glad he's there. And I think the country is glad he's there, even though we wonder how he's going to do some of the things he's got planned. But hey, he can't put us in worse mess than we are. We can't be in absolute debt any more than we ever were. You know, and we were at the bottom. And then what's the way then, Ellen?
Then it goes up again.
Then you go up. Then you go up. And so, I mean, what the heck? Maybe we'll bounce against the bottom again a little bit. But I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I think that he's got everything on the up go. Mm-hmm. And though it may be slow, which is good, then it'll be permanent. Mm-hmm. If it's fast, it also can go plop. Mm-hmm. And if it is slow, that means all the banks, all the corporations, all the businesses of the world are working harmoniously, are working to benefit themselves, are working to be financially sound. And who could ask for anything more than a financially sound nation? You know? Now, plus, England has universal health care for everybody. And it's not perfect, but it's good. And Germany has universal health care, and Switzerland has. And Obama wants the United States to have that. And I think that's such a wonderful thing, because with universal health care, people could live on their Social Security when they retire, or when they, you know, come to that point in their life. But without universal health care, and people having to sometimes pay for some of their hospital bills, it becomes horrendous. But I think that Obama has a little bombshell that he hasn't made too public just yet. And that bombshell is called preventative medicine. He is going to be recommending to the Congress, to the Senate, to the country, that they have preventative medicine, that they go to their doctor as often as possible. Whenever they feel any little twinge or tingle or anything, they go to their doctor and they get the doctor's advice as to what they can do to keep it from being something bigger. Keep it from being something that is going to be outrageous, it's going to be an epidemic, you know. And I think that's most amazing, most wonderful, and most beautiful. And the Prevention magazine will certainly say, ha ha, we told you that first. And they did. But the thing is, doctors just deal with how to stop a pain, not how to cure, because they don't have anything to cure. The reason they don't have anything to cure is because they didn't listen to the boss. And what did the boss say? Hippocrates. What did the boss Hippocrates say? He says, never give the patient anything that's going to kill it or that's going to in any way disable it. And never give the patient anything that you wouldn't take yourself. And recognize that whatever you do give the patient, it is only something to keep them alive long enough for them to make up their mind whether they want to live or die. And if they want to live, then they'll take the right mental attitude for it. And it's the right mental attitude that's going to give them health. Now, this is what Hippocrates said, the father of medicine. Of course, he didn't have a lot of medicines in those days either. Although they had a lot more than we think. They had a lot more than we think. There's a lot of them that we're still using today that they used in his day. But generally speaking, I think if I could think of all the good things of all the men of history, all the fathers and founders of medicine, of psychology, of philosophy, of religion, of the nations of the world, all of the good things about all these people, and I sort of bundle them all up in Obama and in you and in me. Because we could not see that in him if it's not in us. And we could not see that in him if it were not there. And whatever we see in him is what is there. And I see only good. And I'm not a worshiper, but I'm very confident that we've chosen the right man for the right job. And I'm very pleased about it. Now, Obama, when he gets up in the morning, He's thankful for the day. He's happy. I'm the president. Aha! He throws his feet on the floor, and his wife says, I'm the first lady. Aha! This is fun. This is great. I like it, you know. 4 years, maybe we'll get another 4 years if we do a good job, you know. And so, who knows what will happen. I would like to see them in there for however long they can be to do the job well. They do good. And then he gets dressed. And his jogging stuff first, and he and his wife, it was raining outside and cold outside, they jog around inside the White House halls. There's a lot of them, you know. That's a big old house they live in there. And then they come up for breakfast, and they can be in their jogging clothes because it's their breakfast, it's just for them. And they had their breakfast and they together with their two daughters and so forth before the girls go to school. And then after that, they take their showers, and then they go and get dressed for the day. In all their pretties, you know. And he dresses in a very simple business-like suit, and she does what pleases her, and that's what she should do. I mean, Jacqueline Kennedy, when she was there, she dressed like a clothes horse. Of course, she was a clothes horse. But she was a beautiful woman, too. And so is
Michelle.
So is Michelle. That's just like Herbert Marty's wife, Michelle, you know. So, beautiful, beautiful people. Now, you do that too. Every moment of your day, say the code word that Obama uses. And what's that?
I like me.
Right. Again.
I like me.
Again.
I like me.
Once more.
I like me.
Super. And when you say that, what happens?
I like myself.
Then all the world is your oyster. And enjoy it. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.
I love you.
Right, Rex? Right?
You know,
yes.
The son of Shirley Rose, what is his name?
Leonard.
Yeah, Lennox. He said in his, a couple of lessons yesterday, that in his envelope, he put, and it must be by mistake, his social security card. Hear it. Story is ended.
Did you give it back to him right away?
Well, I did, this morning I will send it back because it came yesterday afternoon.
Well, you should have made an envelope right away yesterday afternoon to mail it back as quickly as it could, like this morning.
Yeah.
Which is okay.
Yeah.
But, I'll send it back to simple mail.
What does that mean, this?
I don't know. But oh, it's still running. It's still running. So, apparently, I can't do anything here.